Looks like the election's not going to be called for another week. So I thought I might share with you something that happened to me as a local government politician many moons ago. I spent 8 years as a town councillor. It's amazing how it doesn't matter what level of politics you're in, there's always the people who see it as something so intensely important that. And the maneuvers that they engage in, I guess they're quite clumsy at lower levels, like in local government, because people are just trying it out for the first time. Northern Territory politics, obviously, is a little bit more, how can I say it? Northern Territory, I think that we're a little bit further behind than other states. Maybe I'm wrong, but this is what happened to me. I'll give you a bit of a background story before I tell you the circumstances of the threat that I received. So, I had a diary online back in the days when everything was really new with the internet in the 90s, and I'd used a private forum in order to write about every terrible thing that had happened to me in my childhood, and it was pretty major. It was pretty traumatic childhood. And I used this private forum in order to just vent, write, and heal myself. Foolishly, I actually shared the password with a person who was quite a close friend at the time. When I fell out with this friend many years later, I discovered that at the time they'd actually logged in, downloaded everything that I'd written, and saved it onto a CD. When I fell out with this person, they decided that they would go and drive all around Australia, dropping off copies of this CD of my very personal issues that I'd had at the time. And he gave it to all and sundry. So everyone who had anything to do with me seemed to have received a copy. Most people told me that they chose not to read what was on the CD because they could see that this person was unbalanced and being vindictive, but I have no way of knowing what actually happened. So roll forward another 10 years, and here I am in politics, and this person had given the CD to an ethical party, which was actually their local newspaper. The local newspaper contacted me. They said that they'd received this, that they informed the person that what they were doing was highly illegal, and they told me that they won't be looking at or using any of the content. So that was quite heartening to know that there were people who received it and chose not to use it. However, someone from one of the two main political parties in the Northern Territory. So there's two main parties. There's the Country Liberals, which are part of the National Party federally, and there's the Northern Territory Labor. So somewhere, I'm not going to say which party this person was from, but they were from one of those two major parties. So we were in town council, and I was quite a controversial person when I was in the council. I was speaking out about all sorts of issues that people would prefer that I didn't talk about, I guess. And so people were trying to get me not to talk about the issues that I wanted to talk about, but I continued regardless. So I was gaining a certain degree of notoriety. During this time, this person who was a member of one of the parties called me up and said, "Oh, do you want to meet for a beer?" And I said, "Okay." I didn't think we were friends, but sure, I'll go and meet this person for a beer. So we arranged to meet at an outdoor venue, which was in the Todd Mall. And I sat there waiting, and this person started walking up the mall. I'm not going to say who he was. I'll say it was a man, but that's as far as I will go. Wandered up, he sat down at the table with me, and we're having a beer, and the conversation didn't really go anywhere. I was waiting for him to broach some political issue or some topic that he thought that we could maybe cooperate on, but nothing really came of a conversation, and we were getting towards the end of our first beer and I was thinking, I'm not going to stay for a second. So anyway, he at that stage, he reached down into his bag and he pulled out a magazine and he started flicking through the magazine, found a page, and he opened it up and he put it in front of me with the text facing me so that I could read it. And then he said, I've got to go to the toilet. And I said, oh, okay, no worries, off you go. And he got up and he took a few steps away, and it was, the toilets are actually down an alleyway, so I knew that he would be gone for a few minutes. He took a few steps and then he stopped and he turned around like he just thought of something that he needed to say to me. And he came closer and he said, you know, you need to be really careful. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. And then he turned around and he walked off down the alleyway to the toilet. And I thought, well, that was bizarre. So I was sitting there and then I thought, oh, and I just started glancing at the magazine that he put in front of me. And there was an article about blogging. And I thought, oh, maybe that's what it is. He's going to come back and we're going to talk about blogging. Maybe he wants to know how to do a good blog or get a bit of information from me, because my job is actually working in IT and social media and that sort of thing. So he comes back and he sits down, takes a final sip from his beer, gets the magazine, folds it up, puts it back in his bag, and he goes, oh, got to be going, see you later. And up he gets and he leaves. So I'm still thinking, well, that was a strange conversation. So I didn't think anything more about it until I met up with my person that I talk to about politics, and I get advice from him quite a lot. And he said to me, what happened with that meeting with that fellow? I said to him, oh, it was a really strange meeting. Like, it didn't seem like anything came of it. My friend said, no, he met you for a reason. There must have been something. So tell me everything that happened. So I went through everything that happened, and then I went, oh, actually, there was this magazine at the end. And he said, what was the magazine about? And I said, well, it was just about blogging. And my friend went, oh, I think I get it now. I think they've got the CD. I went, oh, I didn't even think of that. So he's letting me know that they have the CD with my personal information on it. And he's telling me to be careful because they have the CD, which was my blog about my personal life. And I have to be careful. At that moment, it was just like, it was a horrible feeling. I went, oh my goodness. So people have been sitting and plotting and they've decided that someone's going to have a beer with me and threaten me. Well, we could say that they were just warning me that this information was out. But on the other hand, the ethical person and the newspaper had come straight out and said, look, I've received this. I'm not doing anything about it. I just want to let you know. That's the honest way. But when you look at somebody else who has the same CD and the same power to basically embarrass me. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. It's just to make me feel bad. And he's come up to me and he said, you should be careful. And he's letting me know that they have this information. So I have no idea about who had a conversation. Obviously, a group of them had got together and decided that that's what they were going to do. So that was my experience of being threatened, coerced, I don't know what you call it. It was a really bad feeling. And several things like that along those lines in that period happened to me. It's a lot of pressure that you feel when things like that are done to you. It also makes you wonder the meetings that people have and the dirty tricks that they plan. When you're on the receiving end of them, it's pretty awful. So that was my experience, and I think that sometimes people don't realize how much pressure people are under when they're trying to move ahead with politics, to try and make things happen, to influence situations. I'm not saying that I was perfect or I was an angel, but I'm just saying that when you look at people and you see them acting in the political sphere, and you see them coming under pressure or fighting back at things, you just don't know how many horrible things have been said and done to them in the background, and also what fear is driving them when you see someone say flip and say not stand for what you thought that they stood for. Like, one person I think of is Peter Garrett, and I just wonder what actually happened to him to make him change so much in his environmental endeavors, that who knows what he was facing as well. So that's my little story. And maybe if ScoMo doesn't call the election, I can share some more of the thuggery of politics in the lower levels. My name is Jane Clark, and you can contact me, jane@netgirl.com.au, and netgirl is spelled N-E-T-G-R-R-L.